people, it's becoming more and more of an occurrence in our towns and villages. Small, little silver canisters and one-time-use vapes, constantly seen tossed onto our streets, into the paths and just anywhere, anywhere but bins, it seems to me. MPs are going to debate plans in Parliament to ban the use of laughing gas. I didn't know it was such a thing, but apparently it is. Possession of nitrous oxide, also known as NOS, will carry a jail sentence of up to 2 years. There will be exemptions for legitimate uses of nitrous oxide, for example, in medical or catering industries, but the government is looking to crack down on the use of this by 16 to 24-year-olds. I didn't know this was such an issue, but there we are. Councillor Julie Stevenson is independent councillor for Orton Watervale in Peterborough and joins us now. Morning, Julie.
Morning, Chris.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Beautiful. I mean, I'm stuck inside on the telephone, but I'll take your word for it.
Apologies for that. So, luckily, I haven't seen much of this where I live, but I know you've just been walking around this morning and you've seen loads of evidence. Tell us.
I'm surprised you haven't seen them, actually. You may have seen them and not known what they were. So the little canisters that you're talking about, often if you look in gutters, you might notice them. They're very small little silver canisters. But that's not the issue that I've been concerned about here. As you've rightly said, the government is considering banning possession of these, which I think is a mistake, and perhaps we'll come on to that. But young people are ahead of the government on this. It's not these little canisters that are the issue. It's great big industrial-sized cream canisters that are being used in the catering industry. It's those we're finding which contains far more nitrous oxide than these little canisters.
Okay.
And it's far more dangerous. Young people will find a way around us old fogies who try and come up with laws to sort of ban things. It's not banning that's needed here. It's education.
When you say that they're bigger, I mean, how big?
Absolutely huge. Think of a giant can of hairspray.
Okay.
That size. Right.
What does it
you
say?
Relate
on
to
them?
That hairspray. They're just they're for cream. They're not a drug. It doesn't say, you know, legal high on it. It's cream that's used in for making cakes. I quite like the sound of that when I saw them, but then realised, oh no, that's probably not what they're being used for. But they're perfectly legal. You can get them. You can buy them online easily. You can go anywhere online. You'll find them immediately. They're not illegal, but they can be misused, as honestly so many products can. There's so many things, and this has been the case for many, many years, that if inhaled recreationally can be extremely dangerous, and this is the problem.
So this is nitrous oxide?
That's right. That's right. Or laughing gas, as you say.
I've got some stats here, which are pretty scary. Between 2001 and 2020, there were 56 registered deaths involving nitrous oxide in England and Wales. 45 of them since 2010. That's according to an official government report. A comparison with alcohol would be that around 28,000 deaths happen per year in around 40 million users of alcohol. So that shows you, so there's many fewer people using this nitrous oxide, but a very high percentage of people falling victim to them. Scary stuff, Julie.
That's right, and we have to remember that this isn't new. So if we can go back to my school days, 1986, if you can believe I'm that old. In 1986, the sister of a friend of mine went to a petrol station in the town where I lived with some friends, got a canister of butane gas, went into the multi-storey car park, sniffed it, and instantly died. And this is what happens. It can be fatal. Sometimes it's not fatal. Sometimes it has the effect that young people expect. But we have to remember we're living in a slightly different time now. And the war on this has to be one of information, not banning it, because young people hear from each other, oh, there's a, you know, you'll get high, it feels great, it's perfectly safe. And they'll put that information around the internet, social media, for example. We need to make sure that we counter that with information about, actually, not only can it kill you instantly, if it doesn't do that, it can cause asphyxia, so you can stop breathing, and also nerve damage. And speaking to you as someone, I have multiple sclerosis, I have had since I was 19, so over 30 years now. A lot of the symptoms of misuse of nitrous oxide are the same symptoms as my condition, which I would not wish on anybody. And the difficulty with younger people is they don't see that. They're kind of living in the now and don't realise that actually several decades of disability is not something that you want to be courting. They need the education to make the right decisions. I actually spoke to the police yesterday about this, and our local neighbourhood police are fantastic. They're going to be patrolling the areas where we found the canisters, and it's near parks, unsurprisingly, I suppose. But also, the police have got a safer schools officer, and they're going to be going into the schools to educate
Good.
Young people about the risks, because then they can make informed decisions.
Here's the thing, Julie. Last night, MPs voted to make the possession of laughing gas illegal by the end of the year. Under the new law, people caught with nitrous oxide could be given up to 2 years in prison or a large fine. Will that work?
I think that's a mistake. And the Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs also and thinks it's a mistake. They say it's disproportionate. We don't ban roads because sometimes young people play chicken running across them. You know, it's really naive to think that young people won't work their way around this. If the government's thinking about these little canisters we talked about at the beginning, these little silver tubes, young people have already moved on from this. They will find how to get hold of this stuff in other ways. And as we know, you've talked about alcohol and the difference there. There are lots of dangers in society that young people can get their hands on, but what they need is information to know, should I do this or shouldn't I? Just because everyone else is doing it in my peer group, should I also do it? And then make good decisions for their health and their future. That's the way we should tackle it, I believe, not through criminalising young people, which could also have a devastating effect on their life for something that was just a fad of theirs for a short period when they were young.
Julie Stevenson, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Independent Councillor for Orton Waterville in Peterborough, talking about those canisters that you see now are going to be made illegal. But will that work?